It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 cases in Colorado are at their lowest since mid-October, though there are still more than 1,000 cases reported each day on average. Coronavirus deaths have also fallen. They are now at levels last seen in late October. Meanwhile, Colorado is nearing 1 million doses of vaccine administered, though some of those have been repeat doses for people in the first groups. A Colorado program aims to help kids from low-income families with uncontrolled asthma breathe better. About 8% of the state's children have asthma. Prevalence is higher for African-American children and growing for Latino kids. The program will connect families to local resources and help to reduce asthma symptoms and manage asthma attacks. Dr. Robin Dieterding is the medical director of Children's Hospital Colorado's Breathing Institute.
There'll be over 500 students that they hope to contact and impact.
The program won a nearly $3 million three-year grant to expand statewide to communities including Greeley, Grand Junction, Montezuma, Cortez, and Lamar. A new documentary revisits old Colorado with a new artistic mission. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
In the documentary Crestone, director Marnie Ellen Herzler follows her high school friends to a small southern Colorado town that gives the film its name. Her friends had become SoundCloud rappers and wanted to grow weed and create music in a town known for its spiritual history. The adventure inspired Herzler to take a creative approach to nonfiction filmmaking.
Pretty much throughout the whole editing process, I knew I wanted the film to feel like browsing an infinite social media scroll or clicking between tabs on a computer, whether you're watching a YouTube video and then you open Instagram, then you move to Twitter. I wanted that feel of just like an endless loop of content.
Crestone is available to watch online through the C Film Center's virtual theater. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Fire managers at Rocky Mountain National Park are preparing to start a prescribed burn on the east side of the park. The goal of that 200-acre fire is to reduce the threat of wildfire to nearby communities and park infrastructure. The controlled fires will reduce the amount of fuel in the area. The Park Service says previous prescribed burn areas provided a buffer between last year's East Troublesome Fire and the town of Estes Park. Weather permitting, the prescribed burning could start in March. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.